रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 57 मारुति'स रिटर्न. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. In the limitless watery expanse of the sky blossoms a lily known as the Lady of the Night. The Lord of the Day is waterfowl therein. The constellations Pushya and Shravana are the swans that sail therein. The dark clouds are the moss and weeds. The star Punarvasu is the big fish that disports in its waters. Mars is the crocodile. Airavata, one of the elephants that support the earth, is a huge island in it. The star Swati is another swan upon it. The swift currents that course through it are the never-ceasing billows. The cool beams of the moon are its waters. The hosts of the Yakshas, Gandharvas, the Uragas and the like are the blown flowers that grace it. Thus did Hanuman, the firstborn of Vayu, course across the firmament, the fathomless sea on high, even like a lordly ship. He flashed through it and seemed to drag in tow the cloud banks after him. Now he seemed to swallow by pieces the sky before him. Now he seemed to claw at the moon ahead. And then he seemed to snatch at the stars and the sun in the heavens overhead. He passed through the clouds, white, red, blue, red, yellow, red, and yellow, and the fleecy garment on his shoulders gave him the appearance of the queen of the night, now bright, now dim, by turns, as it were. Sometimes he looked as if he were the mighty Garuda as he passed through the sky, cleaving aside the huge cloud banks. Roaring like surcharged rain clouds or the fierce lions in the fury, Anjaneya laid low the terrible Rakshasa hosts and left behind him at Lanka a name that they would not forget in a hurry. He had laid the city in ruins, brought shame and sorrow to the heart of Ravana, turned to water the stout heart of his enemies, had a wonderful speech with Mother Sita, and took her message to Rama and crossed back to render report of his mission. On his way, he met the mountain Mainaka, acquainted him in brief with his adventures, and like a shaft shot by a strong archer, sped back with frightful speed. Then he neared the Mount Mahendra like unto a huge cloud bank and sent ahead terrible roars like unto those that come out on the last day. The earth, the sky and the quarters around trembled in affright as he announced his triumphant return. All eager to have a sight of his friends, he waved his tail aloft and roared again. Thereat, the vast firmament, studded with planets and stars, seemed to fall in pieces, shattered thereby. The monkey hosts that line the shores on the north of the sea, all afire to have the first view of Marathi as he returned to them, caught the sound of his terrible roars and of the gale that rushed between his thighs like unto the storm clouds lashed by powerful gales. Heavy of heart, they gazed far into the distance to catch sight of him first. When Jambavan called unto him the expectant monkeys and spoke to them out of a glad heart, "Take it from me that our Hanuman comes back to us, his mission successfully achieved every way, else he would not have the heart to roar out to us his message so boldly and so joyfully." Next, the monkeys caught the sound of the wind rushing through his arms and thighs and leaped about in joy of their hearts, all eager to bless their eyes with the sight of the triumphant hero. They sprang from tree to tree and from mount to mount. From their perch on the treetop, they shook its boughs mightily as they welcome a friend by waving aloft their garments. And he, their life and hope, came on roaring loftily like the winds in huge mountain caves. They beheld him slowly come to the earth like a huge cloud sliding down the mountain slopes and saluted him with clasped hands in boundless reverence. And then Marathi, checked his speed and alighted on Mount Mahendra, clothed with bright forests, like unto a brother mountain paying a friendly visit. His form grew as it were with joy at the sight of his friends, to whom he appeared like a huge mountain of yore coming to the earth with its mighty wings shorn off. At once they crowded around him with blooming faces and joyful hearts. The leaders, the captains and their followers and vied with one another to offer him welcome tribute of roots, fruits and bulbs to celebrate the happy return of the mighty hero safe and sound. Anjaneya bowed low in reverence to Jambavan, Angada and the other elders, and they welcomed him back heartily. Shouts of applause and cheers rent the sky from the throats of millions of monkeys. Next, Maruti spake out the words, "Found! Found! Found the Lady Sita!" The crystallized report of his quest. He then took Angada by the hand, and seating themselves on a lovely spot on the slopes of Mount Mahendra, he turned to the expectant monkeys before him and said, "Friends, it was given me to behold the Lady Sita whom we have searched for so long and so hard. She abides at present in the Ashoka Grove. Frightful Rakshasas keep guard over her most vigilantly. Her lovely tresses gathered in a single shapeless braid, all matted and tangled. Her fair form dim and emaciated from hunger. She preserves her spotless purity of heart and wifely devotion in the hope that her beloved Lord will come to her." This short message of Anjaneya, so pregnant and weighty, fell upon the hearts of the sad and anxious monkeys like streams of waters of life. They clean forgot themselves. Some roared like lions. Some shouted aloft madly. Some cried out they knew not how. Some searched, some gibbered, some moaned and chattered, some set themselves against others as to who would roar louder and more frightful. Some lashed the earth with their mighty tails, some sprang down from their perches on the mountain peaks and clasped in fond embrace Anjaneya as he stood there like a lordly elephant in rut. Then Angada, at the suggestion of Maruti, rose in their midst and said, "Anjaneya, I cast my eyes over the worlds and find not anyone who can stand by your side in strength and prowess. You have lightly crossed this huge expanse of waters and come back to us with success. Again do I say that in point of devotion, valor and might, I see no limits to them in you. Was it not given to you to bless your eyes with the sight of the spouse of Lord Rama, the fountain of fame and good? Are you not the means of bringing to the heart of Raghava relief from the heavy grief of separation from his beloved Lady Sita?" Next, the monkeys gathered around Maruti, Angada and Jambavan and ranged themselves in front on a huge block of stone, all eager to hear in detail the adventures of their hero as he crossed the huge sea, entered the capital of the Rakshasas, discovered the whereabouts of Sita, had speech with Ravana and what else befell him there. They waited upon Angada even as the gods on high do reverence to Indra, their king. The huge peaks of the mountain Mahendra shone with splendor as Maruti of bright fame, the valiant Angada and other monkey leaders spread themselves over its slopes with glad hearts and beaming eyes. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunapteye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.